This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, July 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Valley Air District gets a break. Costa to boost coal storage, and UN plans to continue fighting for grain deal. Lawmaker tones down scrutiny over Valley Air District. Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula of Merced is proposing to set new limits on the air district governing the San Joaquin Valley. His bill has taken exception to how the district issues emission reduction credits to businesses, gaining broad ag opposition. Arambula has amended the bill to narrow the scope and no longer affect the pricing or availability of the credits. AB 985 would still require the Air Resources Board to conduct an analysis of recent credits the district has issued to determine if any violated laws or regulations. The bill has passed out of policy committees and awaits fiscal review. Ag groups remain opposed. Costa seeks to boost coal storage in supply chains. Representative Jim Costa of Fresno has joined three other lawmakers on legislation aimed at developing export infrastructure to open new markets for California ag. The bill, dubbed the Fridge Act, would direct USDA to enhance construction on infrastructure like cold chain storage in new and developing foreign markets. USDA would negotiate contracts to deliver needs assessments, training, and other technical assistance. Costa said the ag economy relies on efficient refrigeration systems, and the federal government needs to invest in the infrastructure to better store and deliver products globally. He argued the bill would build a more resilient supply chain and expand access to new export markets. Costa is co-authoring the bill with fellow California Democrats Salud Carbajal, Republicans Randy Feenstra of Iowa, and Tracy Mann of Kansas. Torres Small assumes new USDA deputy role. Sachil Torres Small was sworn in as USDA's new deputy secretary yesterday, a job she said is the next step in a personal relationship with the department that spans generation. Torres Small, the granddaughter of farm workers on one side of her family and a teacher and minister on the other, offered brief remarks at the swearing-in ceremony at USDA's Washington headquarters that stressed the wide array of services performed by the department and needed by the public. Although my connection to USDA feels very specific, very personal, it's really just one small example of the impact USDA leaves on each of our lives in each of our stories, she said. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farm worker groups hosting congressional briefing. Groups representing agricultural and food workers are hosting a congressional briefing today on topics including worker safety, extreme heat and weather conditions, and food security for industry's workers. Organizations participating in the briefing will include the Health, Environment, Agriculture, Labor and Food Alliance, or HEAL, the Farm Worker Association of Florida, the New York-based farm worker group Alianza Agricola, and United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. Heritage new ag policy analyst makes case for reform. The Heritage Foundation, a prominent conservative think tank, that has led past efforts to reform farm and nutrition programs, has a new senior policy analyst in charge of farm bill issues. The group's message is largely the same. It's time to say mission accomplished and stop spending federal tax dollars on agribusinesses, says David Ditch, who took over for Darren Baxt. Ditch says farm-owning households are well above the national average in terms of assets, and the federal government should stop subsidizing farmers directly through the farm bill or indirectly through biofuel mandates. What's on Heritage target list? Ditch says he's an all-of-the-above person. He supports reducing subsidies for crop insurance, removing price-based financial support, ending bulk commodity purchases, and reforming the many ways he says the federal government tries to micromanage the agriculture sector. He says there is also a lot more work to do on SNAP work requirements. Groups urge lawmaker support on rule requiring data collection on farm lending. More than 60 groups representing underserved farmers and communities pressed leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees yesterday to protect a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rule requiring financial institutions to collect data on credit applications from small businesses, including those operated by women or minorities. Congressional Review Act resolutions have been introduced to overturn the rule. The groups say the data could help provide more understanding of the dramatic decline of black representation in farming and farmland ownership, along with other demographic trends. The groups, including the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, the National Young Farmers Coalition, the Rural Coalition, and the National Family Farm Coalition, said in a letter that Rule 1071 will provide more robust data to help agricultural lenders identify unmet credit needs and expand to new markets, especially in underserved communities. In addition to the CRA resolutions earlier this year, a group of House members proposed a bill that would exempt Farm Credit System institutions from the rule. Farm Credit Council President and CEO Todd Van Hoos said the legislation would reduce unnecessary regulatory burden on farm credit institutions and their customers, and it will protect the ability of farmers to decide whether to disclose their personal demographic information. New monitoring requirements proposed for Idaho CAFOs. EPA is proposing new groundwater monitoring requirements for concentrated animal feeding operations in Idaho. The revised National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit conditions include monitoring of subsurface discharges of pollutants from production areas and dry weather surface and subsurface discharges from land application areas at these CAFOs to waters of the United States. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals vacated the permit in 2021, saying the lack of monitoring provisions did not justify its zero discharge claim. Well, here's today's He Said It. Agriculture is not just a sector in California. It's a way of life that defines the state's identity. That William Bordeaux, Executive Vice President of Harris Farms, in an op-ed for the San Joaquin Valley Sun on emerging solutions in ag tech and automation. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, July 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.